Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Bubba, your head big.
Hell no, everybody said I got a peanut head. What you talking about? Your head big.
I ain't never heard not a nan nigga, not a never play say my head big. Now I'm big, I'm round.
Everybody, when they say big head, it's in flirtatious. Hey, big head.
You know what? This is the intro. Because you know what you're gonna do? Stop. Hey, hey. Yo, baby, you cannot. I will not. As we proceed. Young ho, back the block with smash. Put it on the back and hop on some. Pick a fresh dress and stay poppin' tags. Put the new ones on the truck or I drop the rag. Bitches wanna bring up the topic of my past. It's legendary in the hood, how I got my cash. I'm legendary in the hood, so I got the mag. And I never been a frontin', so I got the blast. Well, I flash not, ass I'm not. Playin' with you motherfuckers, you lack the stop. When your casket drop, you bastards not gon' sass and make the name I got. You don't hear me though, young ho got the block of smash. And everybody,
my name is DJ. By the way,
this your boy Bubba, aka Sir Remy Martin, formerly known as Rock Jones.
You're and this is the Nothing.
Nothing podcast.
Hey.
Nothing podcast.
Perk some merch.
Hey, bro.
As we proceed, young ho got the game in a frenzy. 20 million sold all in the penalty. So when you mention me, if you're not new to this, then you know what this is. But if you're new to this, we always catch a vibe.
Right. You gotta buy about the food we talk about shit.
And we're gonna like show y'all something that y'all probably don't remember. While we get to that, I like to remind y'all that you're now rocking with the best.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your boy Bubba, aka Sirrock Jones. You are now tuned into the Nothing Podcast.
Yeah. Was they outside? Bubba, you probably wasn't even outside. What you know about this? Bubba told me I gotta be one of his pips.
Yeah, I need back up for this one. Yo, you got me shot and speak. Do the same down piece that I saw last week on the dance floor.
Girl, the way you fly.
You make a club of thugs do the electric slide. Pretty and pink. Come here, let me buy you a drink. I'm a better sour order for the both and sick. My name is Bobby. And I don't usually dance that much. I play the wall. But yo, you got that magic touch that lure me in like a fly into the spider's web. Not these everyday hoes sweating candles and
wet.
Tell the girls I wanna meet her. On second thought, that ain't the way to go. I gotta give her game proper. Split it so she hit it. There she is, I gotta stop her. The shit I talk about a smile. Oh, what about a style? I'm out of time. She's out the door. I gotta go for mine. The thing I say, yo. I don't know your name, but excuse me, miss. That's how you learn to fuck you. And I gotta get. I say you don't really dance.
Don't worry about it, we're just one two step. One, two, step.
Now if the music is moving too fast, hold my hand a little tighter.
Tighter.
And if you're living, we can move closer.
Closer.
There's something about you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Don't know your name, but excuse me, miss. I saw you love the costume. And I gotta admit, that got my attention. You're making me wanna see you. No, you're not a game, but... Stop doing that. Ooh, I get to keep you here with me, oh baby. I wanna be where you are.
Yo, Bubba, try to do the remix on the.
I'm so CT. Wrong,
that's your song, so you know Bubba took it. Hey, yo. You know, we like to have a little bit of fun before we get started up in here, man.
We don't like to be too serious. Fun with me, I don't give a fuck.
Man, fuck you in your whole life.
Hell, we did. Hey, you know my favorite model. You can suck a sick dick and die.
And you already know this is episode 10. Finally can throw a diamond up. Oh. Hey. Yo, Jay-Z, come get me. Come get me a Simon at Rock Nation. Let me do something at Rock Nation. You got everybody at Rock Nation. Rock Nation over there looking like a potluck dinner.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
give me what you gets, my nigga. I can do something in the background, just something. I can do like little ad libs, all that.
I could do whatever you want, like on God. Like, everybody's at Rock Nation.
To an extent.
Nah, no extent.
I ain't walking over that bridge like you did, like Diddy did to the band. I'm not.
Shit. I'm fat. I could walk for some cheesecake.
I don't even like cheesecake.
Nah, shit. So. If they like, if Puff tell me to go walk for some cheesecake, I'm walking.
I can go down to the bodega. What you want?
Then he gonna cut you. You going home that same day.
Home. I don't got the dedication for that shit.
Yo, so today we gonna actually have a little bit of fun. What we actually gonna do is we actually gonna go down our timeline on our Facebook page. So if you are not following us, you should actually be following us or liking our page. Actually, you should be doing both.
Why haven't you been doing it by now?
Because like, we lit. And we be having hella fun. And niggas is in the comment section being ratchet. So shout out to me though. I put out that playlist last night. Well, early this morning.
Yeah, that shit was dope. The Timbaland versus Swiss Beats.
I tried. 24.
I had to go with Swiss.
24 though. Joints. I went with Swiss too. That think the only shout out to Adam, his old white ass. Adam says that Swiss Beats are trash beats. I will say there was an era when Swiss Beats weren't that great, but that was early Swiss. But we evolved, we grow. Now he's like a kind of a go-to kind of producer, right? If you're looking for a hit, absolutely.
I think my favorite Swiss Beats song, and I don't even think it was on the playlist, I don't think I heard it, was Jadakiss. She's phony, she's fake.
They gotta listen to the playlist.
It was on there?
Yeah.
I listened to most of it, but I didn't listen to all of it.
It's on there. That's on there, the remix.
Oh, okay. That's one of my favorite songs.
And then, like, I'm going to tell you, a little DJ cheat code is, like, these series, I want to keep them up. So I can't put everything, like, I was mad at myself when I was doing the playback. I was like, shit. Man, I wanted to use that P.D. Pablo. But I was like, you know what? Yeah, I was like, because that's one of Timbaland's hardest beats to date. But I was like, you know what?
I didn't know that was a Timbaland beat.
Yeah. I'm going to use, I was like, I got another playlist, Timbaland verse, another producer coming up. And yeah, I got some shit. People be like, oh, Timbaland ain't got no joints. I'm like, Timbaland got some joints. Y'all just wasn't outside, bro. Y'all wasn't outside. Y'all don't know these. And everybody be quick to throw up Lobster and Shrimp. Okay. The beat on Lobster and Shrimp is hard, but I don't personally like that song. I think that's probably one of Jay-Z's worst songs.
Lobster and Shrimp. I'm drawing a blank for that song right now.
You don't know Lobster and Shrimp?
All right, let's draw a blank.
I got the instrumental. I'll throw the joint on for you. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like, for a lot of people, they say it's a Jay-Z classic. I don't see it that way. I'm like, it's one of Jay-Z's wackest songs, but it is a good Timbaland.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah, I didn't really care for this song.
Timbaland,
I remember this. Yeah, never mind. See, that's why I was like, and I can't relate off the name because I'm.
Oh, because you can't eat lobster or shrimp. And like, yeah, I'm like, I don't know, that was just like, I think they're just.
I gotta make sure I'm advertising nothing podcast as I sit.
There's I think this was like that awkward Jay-Z era where he was shooting at the radio way too hard. He had that "Come Here, Baby, You Drive Me Crazy." That song was trash.
That was one of my songs though.
That song was horrible.
But that was to the Blue Streak.
Blue Streak soundtrack, yeah. But it was just like there was like this weird era where Jay-Z went super commercial. He went super commercial for like a little like, but that album that Puff did, "Life and Times of Estee Carter Part 2, I believe it was the one where he's on the cover like this. That's the album that Puff did. There was some shit on there that you wouldn't believe it was a Jay-Z song. Like, I'm gonna give you one. Let me see if it's on here. Like, when I heard this, I was like, yeah. I was young when it came out, but I was like, this ain't Jay-Z. And then this is the same one where he had the fucking, what's that shit? He had the babyface joint, Sunshine, where the video where he was all colorful and shit.
Don't recall.
Really?
When he was colorful, Sunshine. Yeah.
There was you never seen the Jay-Z Sunshine video?
When I think of Sunshine, I'm thinking of what's that? What's his name? T-Flip.
Sunshine. I'm gonna be your baby girl.
Jay-Z traveled with you to the murder. Whoever feels guilty for this, Jay-Z probably wants to kill them. Jay looks crazy in this whole fucking video. And this used to be one of my favorite Jay-Z records, but he looks crazy. Oh! They all zoomed in on it. Yeah, this is nuts. This whole era of Jay,
this is the world Diddy-based era.
Diddy did this whole album.
Oh, this is the, see, makes sense.
Yeah, and
it was, oh, yeah, okay, I do remember this shit, man.
Yeah, Jay looks like a goofball, bruh. Because you're getting played. And then when Babyface comes on, that's disgusting. Babyface needs a whole disgusting, nasty award for it. Because he looks fucking ridiculous. Because this is the era where Babyface was phasing out. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really wanted to hear with the pill no more. And he's trying so hard. He's with LL. He's doing all of this hip hop shit. Like, get out of here. But he bodied it.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Sunshine. Yeah, nah. We used to listen to some trash, bro.
Yo, on some real shit.
Like, yo, why we used to listen to that shit, yo?
But now we critiquing all of this new shit, like, oh, that's trash. But now, but if they was listening to this shit, like, you'd be like, are you kidding me? So I kind of understand this new generation for a second. What the fuck?
So, yeah, how you feel about... Because you be worried about me. But how do you feel about the Popeyes bring your own bun?
That shit sounds stupid as default. Like, so you just about to give me... I don't even know what you're giving me. Like, you're just giving me... What piece of chicken are you giving me? Like,
well, no. See, and that's the part where I was confused. Because apparently they ran out of chicken, right? Didn't they say that they ran out of chicken? They never said that they ran out of, like, buns.
Right. And then even the advertisement that they saw, what I saw on Twitter, was, like, it was chicken strips. So it was, like, it still didn't make sense. Like,
yeah, I'm like, so you bring your own bread... to make a chicken strip, like, what? That sounded, I didn't even, like, really give the video that much energy. I'm just like, yo, Popeye's out here, they caught a wave for social media, and they kind of got addicted to it, so I felt like they was trying to, like, do something else that was gonna go viral, something else that was gonna have and hashtag Popeyes.
Yeah, and that shit was, that's why once you come back out with the chicken sandwich, then you'll start popping again.
Yo, shout out to Curtis is this dude I grew up with. Curtis, when the news first broke on his Facebook, when he shared it, his caption was pretty much him saying, I think that what they're trying to do is make it go viral in a sense. Now everybody can like compete with who makes their own version of the Popeye's chicken sandwich better, because now you got it on panini bread or on whatever bread you pick, sourdough, or yeah. So now the challenge is whose creation of the Popeye's chicken sandwich is better. And I'm just like, that's a good point, but if that's what Popeye's actual motive is, that's stupid as shit. Like, that's dumb.
I mean, ultimately, I don't give a fuck, because when I'm going to Popeye's, I want that two-piece spicy white meat with french fries.
Nah, that chicken sandwich was lit, my nigga.
Able to get it, so I can't contest to it. So
I had that shit four times, so if that meme that's going around, all y'all niggas gonna get mesothelioma, sign me the fuck up, because I got that shit. That shit was fire.
Man, no, sign me up for that two-piece white meat. And then I need the honey on the side, please. Make sure my honey is in the bag.
Yo, high five, yo. And like, when I'm like really in my bag, I like to put a little bit of the hot sauce and the honey on the chicken.
That's exactly how I do it. Like,
see, high five again.
It goes right on the chicken. Like, I break that shit off and then I stab it.
Popeye's do got some good crust.
What? Man.
KFC shit, greasy. But I like KFC, but it's greasy. Like, they gotta stop.
I haven't eaten KFC in years. The only thing I'm getting from KFC is the famous bone.
Like, KFC just too greasy with their chicken.
Their chicken is gross. I hate KFC.
I'm gonna be honest. I stopped eating KFC when I realized they don't have them in white neighborhoods. Like, when you go to a white neighborhood...
No, that's not true, because I know where there's one in Westfield, and that's white as fuck. And it's, like, really in...
I hardly see KFCs, in my personal experience,
in they're gross anyway.
White neighborhoods. Or if it's any close, anywhere near a white neighborhood, it'll be, like, on an intersection. Like, you're just getting off a highway, about to get on a highway. It don't really be crazy in a community.
You know what's crazy? That's really where it is. Like, literally off.
But, like, Popeye's... in our community, like, you know what I'm saying, like, there are certain things that be in the community and that's not, like, McDonald's be in your community, Burger King be in your community, but there be like one or two and it be far as fuck.
For the most, like, Popeye's in the Hartford area, like, they're scarce. Like, there's one on Flatbush, like, that's right in the plaza. There's one on the avenue. I fucking hate that.
Let me ask you this. In Hartford, do y'all got a lot of places like Crown Chicken or other places where you can go get chicken and it's cheaper?
We got,
That's why.
The fucking gas stations sell chicken.
Exactly. That's why.
Biscuits.
Popeye's is expensive.
Shout out to New York Chicken and Biscuits on a drunk night. Man, what? I go there right on Farmington Avenue. They know my order.
Popeye's is expensive.
Eight-piece wings, french fries, yeah. Ketchup and hot sauce, yeah. Alright. Pepsi, yeah. You already know.
You ever been a fan of West Coast rap? I'm not. Are you?
Not really.
A lot of people, shout out to the Joe Budden Podcast group worldwide. A lot of them in there, they be like, oh, you have an East Coast bias. And it's not that I have an East Coast bias. It's just that I don't like West Coast music, but if I hear some shit that is dope, I give it its props. Like, I'm never gonna say Regulate was trash. I'm never gonna say Keep Your Heads Ringing by Dre was trash or the Chronic album was trash. I acknowledge there was some dope shit and classic shit that hip hop can't exist without that came out of the West Coast.
Right.
But on a regular basis, am I sitting in my crib bumping some shit from a West Coast artist? Not unless it's Nipsey Hussle. And if West Coast niggas aren't being honest, Nipsey Hussle does not have a West Coast style.
He doesn't.
His accent, his vernacular, his
I do love
the way he come off.
I love that West Coast vernacular,
like the way he come off, yes. But like lyrically, like as an MC, nah, Nipsey Hussle does not rap like the rest of y'all. And if you try to say he does, you just dig me in because you don't want me to make the point that I'm low-key making, but I'm not gonna say because it's disrespectful to the West Coast. Because if Nipsey was alive, He gonna rep the West until he die. You know what I'm saying? He's a rolling 60 till the day he die. He a Crip till the day he die. So I'm not gonna say, oh well, his music is dope because he don't resonate with sounding like a West Coast nigga. I'm not gonna say that. But we all know if you fuck with Nipsey on the East Coast, it's definitely not because he sound like fucking WC and Mac 10 and all that shit.
Yo, what's his name? E-40? Tell me when to go. Ooh. Tell me when to go.
Ooh.
That shit get on my fucking nerves.
For real? They be like, I'm a super red, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yo, shut the fuck
like,
up.
It's cool when I'm drinking or whatever, like, in that moment of a buzz, after a while, it's like, okay, turn this shit the fuck off, because now you're giving me a headache.
I'm gonna play the only E-40 song that gets any play around here. There's only one E-40 song that get play around here, and you would actually be hating if you said it wasn't hard. This is actually hard. But anytime, I don't care who you are, Chris Brown can give you one.
Chris Brown is gonna always give you one.
Chris Brown can give you one.
Chris Brown is gonna always come through and help you out in the clutch.
This is
hard.
But
that's how E-40 always make it was irrelevant.
Is it off? It might be the joint I'm thinking. I can't think of it. Like,
I can't think.
But he got some hits because his new album actually ain't bad either. I'm not.
That's what I'm
lie.
Saying
because
it's a song that's playing on the radio right now that I hear, and I was like, oh, it's actually.
But see, my issue with E-40, I'm gonna be honest. It's like, first of all, you 75 years old, speak English, nigga. All of that, shabbily lopala. He sound like an overweight Pootie Tang, my nigga. He raps like Pootie Tang talks. Like, you seen that movie? Not the water ties and the tippy tie, tippy tay.
Yeah.
Like, yo, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that shit. And I'm not from the Bay.
Yeah.
I'm not from the Bay Area, so maybe in the Bay, that's the way y'all are. But nah, that shit trash to me, bro. You see how I gotta fix Bubba's blunts? That's the way I gotta. Look, this is a grown ass man. Can't even seal his cigar.
Listen, I told her to do this shit from beginning. I didn't want to do it. So this is what you get, and this is what you got.
You right. But guess what?
You got me fucked up. Fucked up. You did it. You did it, right?
You right. You right, but you still.
You got me fucked up.
But yo, so one of the biggest, hottest topics that's at least on our timeline, I don't think people picking up on it like I'm on it, is this whole shit with Drake.
The attack of the light skins.
Now, if you familiar with Drake and his antics and the way he is and the way he gets down, is it safe to say? Is it safe to say that Drake is throwing shots at Kanye? Go.
Facts.
Now, what about the photo on our page and what you see in the comment section lead you to believe so?
Yay.
What you mean, yay?
Yay off rip. The word yay on his fucking t-shirt. Or his hoodie, I'm sorry, says yay.
Oh well, the hoodie is Kanye West merchandise. That's from the Sunday Service. That's actual Kanye West merchandise.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Oh, so
and then you got the comments. Now, first of all of these is verified accounts. I don't even know why Samaya Reese is there. You know what I'm saying? And they're all like basically
chess.checkers. Yeah, yeah.
So they basically making it. They're instigating beef if he's not speculating it, and whoever's running the page, if it's him, they're not saying anything, they're not doing anything about it, they're just whatever. So do you think that he got problems or what?
I don't ever feel like that beef ever really dismantled between him, Kanye, and Push. like, I still feel like that beef is still relevant and still holds value to this day.
Like, I agree.
So, like, just because Drake ain't doing, keep coming out with diss tracks, it don't mean he's not doing his shit to come out and, like, subliminally say, like, yeah, it's some shit still going on, like.
Well, Drake actually put out a new song on Friday. I purposely did not listen to the song because I wanted to experience that with you.
I heard about it.
The song is allegedly throwing shots at Push. It's allegedly throwing shots at Kanye. And then the photo on Instagram was posted yesterday, which was Saturday.
Okay.
So the song came out on Friday, then the image comes out on Saturday. So everybody's saying, yes, this is going to be a rollout to some kind of whatever. Either he's going to piece it up with them, or maybe there's going to be some kind of this. I'm not sure. But what I do want to do is listen to the track. It's called Behind Bars.
And so if you haven't heard it first, if you hadn't heard it yet, you are now hearing it first on the Nothing Podcast.
Nothing Podcast.
Yeah, what's goody, it's your girl DJ Exclusive, aka Moef Daddy, and it might not mean nothing to you, but it means everything to me that you now rocking with the Nothing Podcast.
Look, you know how the pagan chit-chat goes, I like R's and V's and O's, I don't really play no tic-tac-toe, been with chubs through highs and lows, we seen man last night, they froze, wasn't no cameras, wasn't no pose, just like that one time at Chella, good thing man won't pulling out phone.
Wait, hold on, wait a minute. That's not new. That's a freestyle that he did a long time ago when he was beefing with Pusha. Is this really the new track or is this some bullshit? Hold on a second. These aren't new lyrics. Did you hear that freestyle when he was with Tim Westwood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit came out in July. This ain't new.
Look, you know how the pagan chit-chat goes. I like R's and V's and O's. I don't really play no tic-tac-toe. Been with chubs through highs and lows. We seen man last night, they froze. Wasn't no cameras, wasn't no pose. Just like that one time at Chella. Good thing man weren't pulling out phones. Staying big 6'6 with woes. Man start dissing and doing repos. They do anything except rose. Still can't see them after snows. I don't have time for the waste man jokes. Personal thing if I'm getting up close. Loyal to O cause I've taken an O. Versace Hotel and I'm taking
wait,
a rose.
Seeing him in person, on, I'm seeing a ghost. Drake about to make me very angry.
Link Up TV, Behind Bars.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I saw this.
Yeah. Link Up TV, Behind Bars.
And he's like trying to be on his
big up man like Rashid,
Canadian
Joey Tess. Yeah. Shout out Diggs for setting the 10-7-1 OVO.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we know this was right in the middle of the Push and beef, so this is no doubt about Push.
You know how the pagan chit-chat goes. I like R's and V's and O's. I don't really play no tic-tac-toe. Been with chubs through highs and lows. We seen man last night, they froze. Wasn't no cameras, wasn't no pose. Just like that one time at Chella. Good thing man won't pulling out phones. Staying big 6'6 with woes. Man start dissing.
Okay, wait a minute. Is there something different on it?
Yeah. You know how the pagan chit-chat goes. I like R's and V's and O's. I don't really play no tic-tac-toe. Been with rocks through highs and lows. We seen man last night, they froze. Wasn't no cameras, wasn't no pose. Just like that one time at Nobu. Good thing, man, we're pulling out phones. Think you know me, that's not true. We got ties in West End too. She came over and she got slewed. Throwing up six like man had flu. Yeah, you know how the pagan chit-chat goes. I like R's and V's and O's. I don't really play no tic-tac-toe. Been with rocks through highs and lows. We seen man last night, they froze. Wasn't no cameras, wasn't no pose. Just like that one time at Nobu. Good thing man, we're pulling our phones. Think you know me, that's not true. We got ties in West End too. She came over and she got slew. Throwing up six like man had flu. I got way too big off views. Back to the basics, I won't lose. They wanna link when they got no tunes. They too worried about selling out shoes.
Oh, there you go. They too busy worried about selling out shoes. I don't give a fuck about jeans. So he's talking about Kanye there, definitely. Wow.
Okay. So it makes sense now.
Yeah, I don't understand why people are talking about, nah, he's not throwing shots. How is he not?
Right.
What more does he have to do? He repurposed a old ass freestyle just to reconfirm the fact that he don't fuck with you, like.
Right.
Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, because that first verse was clearly about Pusha, and then the second one was definitely about Kanye. Like.
Yeah. I don't
care.
Wow. Yeah. He on his light skin bullshit, but the thing about it is, Kanye's not gonna respond. At least I don't believe Kanye's gonna respond.
I don't believe so either.
And if Kanye does respond, it's gonna be on some. It's not gonna be music.
But just like he said, like everything is behind cameras. Like y'all don't see what's going on behind cameras. So if it is going to happen, if Kanye does do something, it's going to be behind closed doors and we ain't going to know about it.
True, but, I mean, if you already expect that of an artist, like if you already know that he's not coming right at you, why even bait him to do it? Like, it's going to get to the point where he's going to start stopping bags and doing other shit. Kanye is way more powerful than Drake in the music business, whether anybody wants to admit that or not. I personally see Drake can get on your track and make your track better, but Kanye can give you the track. I mean, I people want to cancel Kanye, like, oh yeah, whatever, because, fuck him. But
he is also a producer, so yes, I can give you that. But at the same time, I still feel like certain people fuck with Drake more than they want to fuck with Kanye, regardless of what bag he may possibly have.
I mean, I agree. I don't disagree with that point. I just think that if you're smart, if it comes to Drake and Kanye, you're not going to take a side. You're just going to stand back and,
oh, yeah,
and watch whatever happens.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, I don't think Drake has an upper hand. I don't think Kanye has an upper hand, because either one of them can drop music and the world's going to stop. And no matter how many people say that they want to cancel Kanye, there's a whole bunch of people that still fuck with him. So it's like, Kanye is one hit away. Like, he could put out something tomorrow, and if that shit is popping, everybody, just like you said, what's the point of canceling shit when the next day is back on? Niggas ain't really mad at Kanye. They were just upset that they weren't resonating with his music, and at a time that they really wasn't messing with his music, he was speaking out, and he was being opinionated and saying things that they also didn't agree with, so he made it easier for people to publicly say, you know what, I don't fuck with you. Because people fickle like that. As soon as he give y'all another Mercy, or as soon as he give you another High School Dropout, another Good Life, another hit, another Watch the Throne, another Otis, niggas gonna be like, oh, Kanye, that you got like a smoke on your, that's funny. They gonna be like, Kanye the shit.
Nah, I ain't gonna ever go back to saying Kanye the shit, but I'm waiting for him to go back to something where he's making me be like, oh shit, Kanye dropped something, because I am disappointed. I have been disappointed for a really long time. And it's not like I don't want to, I want to cancel him entirely, because I don't. Like, because I am a fan.
But oh my God!
He's a disappointment for me right now. And has been for a long time.
Really, nigga?
Yes, nigga.
Really, nigga?
Yup.
You know I love me my Kanye. I love me my Kanye. We have a poll up on the page, right? Do you know anything about either one of these albums? Immobilarity or When Disaster Strikes by Busta Rhymes?
Oh, looking at the page.
Immobilarity is...
I know about Busta Rhymes.
But you don't know Immobilarity.
I kind of do, like, after growing up and doing my own research in hip-hop. But, no, Busta Rhymes is what my father was playing growing up.
Oh, your dad was missing out. It's real interesting.
No, my dad played everything, but... That Busta Rhymes album was, like, that's what we played in his car.
It's some joints on Immobilarity that I think this vote is sitting at 60-40 right now, because I don't think people realize how dope that album actually is.
You want to know who I was listening to in my dad's car? Like, it was that Busta Rhymes album and then Lost Boys. Lost Boys and Onyx. That's all I grew up listening to for the most part. And then with my mom, we was listening to the radio. She's not into hip-hop. So that's where I get my R&B shit. And I was more so with my mom. Like, granted, we all lived in the same household, but my mother was actually like taking me places more than my dad was.
This was the joint that was popular on the radio off of that album.
Busta Rhymes is what I remember.
Man,
That's what you keep spending your money on.
I don't know if y'all can really see, but the dreads are actually like.
Yo, what I tell you about that?
What?
Locks. Locks.
The locks. Sorry. I don't want to take away from her, but you can see that's the podcast. I don't got it on the side. I thought I had it on the side. Shit.
He's a retard. And for those of you that are listening right now, Bubba was actually modeling for the camera.
I was. I'm continuing to. As I sit out of our nothing podcast mug.
So did you see this article right here?
Which one?
Right here. Oh, you can't see because you're blind? That's why I said you need a tablet, nigga. But this body that they found. And this man, in this lake. This man, they found his body in a pond after 22 years.
What?
Yeah, like they said, like Google Earth seeing a car submerge under the water. So they went and then they found this man that's been missing for 22 years. Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. I mean, I really didn't sweat it. I mean, I don't know that man. I don't know what his life was like. I don't know what he was into or how he ended up at the bottom of a pond. But, you know, rest in peace. And I'm glad that his family, whoever may still be alive, now has, like, what's it called? Closure?
Yeah, I guess. Off that, because that wasn't really interesting to me. I mean, it was interesting, but it wasn't that I'm going to really pay attention to. What about
that was fucked up. Like I said, I don't give a fuck about a corrupt.
Why?
Because I don't.
Why? What's wrong with corrupt? What did he do to you?
He didn't do nothing to me. I mean, he was emotionally and physically abusive to Foxy Brown.
I don't be knowing all of that, so.
I mean, I'm sorry that nigga's an alcoholic. Like.
I'm alcohol too.
So, and then, I mean, if you needed rehab and if you needed to go to get help, you know what I'm saying? I mean, cool. That nigga's relapsing. He's abusing alcohol. Now, Andrew Yang, this whole pick 10 families in America and give them $1,000 a month if he's elected president.
That's some bullshit. That's all absolutely fucking stupid.
I mean, that's why I said it's stupid as fuck. Like, cause that was just like,
the fucking nigga, or not, he ain't even nigga. The dude that was trying to run for governor talking about he gonna eliminate taxes in Connecticut. You stupid motherfucker, how?
How sway. You know what? He gonna eliminate taxes and we the black people like, why, bro? Oh my god.
Stop fucking lying. Yeah,
really, nigga?
Taxes? Eliminate?
Really, nigga?
And the state of motherfucking Connecticut?
Really, nigga?
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
Oh my god. We're gonna pay our taxes. Fucking
what? Side note. I kind of want to see what would have happened if he was governor, because Ned Malloy or whoever the fuck the governor is, we got to pay 10 cents for a fucking bag now.
Oh, well, you can get a free brown bag, or you can bring your own bag.
No, because as of September 1st, they started charging for brown bags. So basically, you got to get those industrial bags. I get it's to save the environment, but still.
Do you like fuck the environment, fuck the world?
Not even that, but it's just like, really, what benefit does it have?
That shit to inconvenience me. I'm inconvenienced for this fucking environment.
Yo, because it really is inconvenience. Especially working at the liquor store. Oh, they be mad as fuck. You don't got no plastic bags?
No.
No, I don't have plastic bags.
You got 10 cents? You got 10 cents?
I know. Like, we legit have no plastic bags. It's paper only. And certain shit don't fit in paper bags.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I'd be like, them 6-pack some beers, you gotta take that. You gotta go.
Yo, what they supposed to do? Unclip them and put them in their pocket? Like,
no, you got the motherfucking holder. You better walk the fuck on out with it. Or I can take it out and put it in a paper bag and put the thing in between so it don't click too much. That's the best I can do for you, sir. But other than that.
Yo, you've been listening and choke. No joke.
This motherfucker has been wilding.
Oh, you've been watching him, huh?
I was watching it this morning.
The video with him and DeHaven?
I didn't watch this particular video. I was watching the one where he was going live about state of the culture and Joe Biden. He was sounding absolutely ridiculous.
Now,
like,
what?
How you gonna talk about something that you know nothing about? Like,
exactly. Now, do you actually watch state of the culture?
I don't. I've watched a couple episodes. Like I said, you know, I mentioned this many times before. I don't have cable, so. I'm watching it as it comes, like if I'm seeing clips or when I'm here with you, mm-hmm. and we're watching it, but you know, I don't.
Well, state of the culture, in my opinion, it could be better.
I'm sure it can. It looks boring.
It's not a bad show, but then I realized it's not for me. The Joe Budden podcast is for me.
Right.
He's trying to appeal to a different demographic. It's basically for those people that want to be in the loop in regard of hip hop, but they don't want to listen to like the Breakfast Club.
Right.
Or like the Read or anything like that. So they turn on a TV and then they see intellectuals sitting there in a forum discussing hip hop and the politics around it in a more intellectual light versus being ratchet, yelling and screaming and all of that other stuff that happens in the culture.
Right.
And I just think that like people like need to chill out. Like, you gotta chill out. You gotta relax.
Right, and then not even that. It's just like you're still on a network. So it's not like you can be as raw and as uncensored on TV as you can on your own podcast. That's the difference. So you're saying like you're not as raw as you used, or you're not as raw as you are on your podcast.
Yeah, and like
that
like
makes absolutely no
and
sense.
And you visited Rem in jail. How she's supposed to be the same person that she was in jail? Oh my god!
Like, you sound absolutely fucking stupid.
And then on top of that, right? He been saying some wild shit like. And that same video about Joe Budden, he talked about Malik Yoba. And in that conversation, he throws out there that in the Biggie One More Chance video, you remember that video?
Mm-hmm.
So you remember the part where Busta is rapping to some girl at the bar, and then Big comes and then starts talking to the girl. Okay, so Choke claims that girl was a transgender. And that also Big was laid up in the bed with her and all type of shit like that. So he was making that point to say that these transgenders and things like that have been around hip hop for a very long time. So there's no reason for us, you know what I'm saying, to act like this now. Like, about it. Like, it's been around. It's now just coming out. Like,
no, but what the difference between that and what Malik Yoba is trying to do is raise awareness because these transgenders are being killed.
Exactly. And then he's gonna go you on sound- to say that's it. I'm glad that you said that, because he goes on to say, if you don't believe me, you could ask blah, blah, blah. But, and then he said the young lady's name, which I don't know her name, I'm sorry, but you could go check the video, it's on YouTube. He gonna say her name and then say that she was murdered by some man that was sleeping with her and then found out that she had a penis. So I'm like, you just putting that shit out there, Big's dead, she dead. Like, why would you even put that shit out there, my nigga?
Yeah, like, that sounds stupid. Like, and I hate this lack that Malik Yoba is getting for coming out.
Exactly.
Doing, because that shit is unfair.
All like, he's trying to do is help people understand.
You don't gotta accept it, but just understand it. Like, that's all he wants you to do. And not only that, but it's black and brown people that are getting killed. These are your brothers and sisters.
I will say, when they went on the Breakfast Club, I've heard from several people.
I forgot
people,
to watch the interview, but
I've heard from several people that as heterosexuals, they were personally offended. And I can understand that. Like, that dude that was with him is talking all of this. The doctor made you a man and a woman, and it's unfortunate that you was... I don't know. It was just some old bullshit that he was saying.
I meant to listen to the interview, and I don't know why I didn't. And I'm pissed off I didn't.
Well, it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day.
We got to talk about it.
But it's like, it was pissing me off because I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, how are you going to say that it's unfortunate for a woman to be born a woman and like, we need to get the verbiage correct? Like, I'm going to just be honest. As a lesbian, I try to accept, you know, any alternative lifestyle. But y'all getting a little bit out of hand with all of these different labels and titles things. And it's extremely confusing to people that are not in the transgender community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not fair for just because you identify as a woman that you feel like you have dominion over womanhood and you can say things to actual natural born women about being a woman, and you could say things that defy DNA, just defy life. Like, I can accept that whole, this is what I identify as, you're gonna respect me as such. I could respect that. I can respect you demanding to be called whatever pronoun you want. But then when you start to say things like, oh, you're born with a vagina and it's not real and all of that other kind of crazy weirdo shit that he was saying, and how he was offending women, because like several women were offended by this dude, and I'm just like, yeah, nah, that's not cool. And then I have to like come back and explain it to my friends, like, all right, so basically they want to bring awareness, they want people to understand, they want people to be more accepting. That's the bottom line. That's all that interview was. It was an hour and a half of confusion just to say, hey, Malik Yoba is popular. I can't really think of any scandal, anything that I've ever heard associated with his name. He's got a clean record.
The only thing that, other than New York Undercover, they hate you for, what's that? What's that movie they did? The Tyler Perry shit.
Oh, Why Did I Get Married?
Why Did I Get Married?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only two things I could think of. Whoa.
And yeah, you ain't never heard anything bad about him. You ain't never heard anybody say anything negative about that man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, he would be a good person if you wanted someone to be on board with what you're doing.
Oh, and just be ashy.
Well, yeah, sometimes. So he could definitely market for some chapstick. But at the same time, all jokes aside, if you wanted someone to stand up and fight for Bubba's rights and try to get you elected for some shit, Malik Yoba would be a good candidate because he's got a clean record. He ain't never been arrested. He ain't got no TMZ sex scandals or no shit like that. So,
speaking of sex scandals, who's about to drop one soon? Because that's what I'm waiting on.
Who's going to drop a sex scandal?
Yeah, a sex tape or something. I need some new porn. Porn is getting so whack lately. I mean, that's so off take, but
you got me fucked up, fucked up.
Oh my god! Well, there will probably
because everything is like you gotta pay for that shit now, like OnlyFans and fans only and just
there,
for fans
there will probably be a Tekashi 6ix9ine sex tape come out soon when he get gang banged in jail.
I'm not gonna watch that. What the fuck?
Why?
Let me get my words together. I would take more pleasure in seeing Tyler get fucked by that in that brain with that in 13 Reasons Why than to see anything with Tekashi 59 ever again. And that was heartbreaking. I cried.
I'm dead.
I shed tears.
I'm dead.
Shout out to Tyler 13 Reasons Why.
I'm dead. Dude, yo,
that was horrible. Yep. I won't wish that on my worst enemy.
You're gonna get BET, whatever it's called. What's it? BET Next or Plan?
No. I don't watch BET. No.
I mean, they say that it has original, like, Tyler Perry shit. I don't know about that.
I stopped watching Tyler Perry 15 years ago.
Is there a reason?
Everything is the same.
Yeah, I agree.
It's Mel bashing, women empowerment. And
Mel bashing and women empowering. That sounds so sexist.
It is.
He's like, no, fuck that. Y'all love women and hate niggas.
He 2 seconds away from Lifetime.
Alright.
Word to who?
I don't really fuck with Tyler Perry like that.
He's a Lifetime series away.
I do want to talk about this Lord Jamar thing with you. First of all, have you actually heard, like, his...
I didn't hear his actual statement.
Alright. Let's see if I have the clip of the actual statement. I mean, I have it. It's in my phone, but I don't have it on my computer. Let me see. I mean, what he actually said...
Okay, guys, so check this out. Rod Digga has co-hosted a podcast with Lord Jamar called United Men Godcast for over a year. So it's safe to assume the New Jersey hip hop goddess is used to his controversial takes on hip hop. Earlier this week, the brand Nubian MC went on another tirade during an interview with Battle Code's boss, Chick Brain. This time, he took aim at women on the mic, saying,
I don't fuck with female rappers.
Why?
The same reason I don't fuck with white rappers or whack rappers. I can't resonate with what a woman is talking about.
It didn't take long for Digga to weigh in, but her reaction likely isn't what people would expect. Simply put, Digga isn't worried about what Lord Jamar thinks, especially when it comes to female MCs. When a fan ordered her to address the controversy, she tweeted, nope, that's his opinion. And the second last thing I care about, the last being anybody's opinion on anything, is Lord Jamar's opinion on female rappers. When another Twitter user questioned why Lord Jamar even had a platform, Digga replied, I get to cuss him out and smoke the highest grades of marijuana. Please don't steal my thunder. Hashtag United Mean Godcast at Lord Jamar. There's a sense the next episode of United Mean Godcast is going to be, let's say, colorful. New clips are uploaded Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, with full-length episodes on Sundays.
What are your personal views about what he actually said? Not about, you know, white rappers or female rappers, but the actual point he made.
Where he, what he was trying to say was certain music doesn't resonate. What I got was certain music doesn't resonate with him. Everybody has their different opinion. What he said and the contents of what he was trying to say is two different things, in my opinion. His wording was all, like, politically incorrect all the way around. Because just certain styles of music doesn't resonate with you doesn't mean that it doesn't have a purpose. Like, especially the fact of the female rap, like, it doesn't resonate with you. And then, if I'm not mistaken, did he go into examples, or was that just on our page where motherfuckers was going into examples?
Well, okay. His comments, he then said at the end, now, Rod Digger, she's dope. Bahamadia, who's my favorite female rapper, by the way, she's dope. But other females, I don't resonate with that. Now, what is fair in what he said is, in synopsis, he's saying he doesn't like to listen to females or white rappers because he can't relate. I can't judge that man and tell him to listen to shit because I listen to it and I could relate to it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think it's dope. Where I think it was wrong is because, you know, I'm always saying I don't like all inclusion shit. I don't like generalization shit. So his comment went from being a preference to like a prejudice.
Yeah.
And that was where it was fucked up. And then I think Lord Jamar forgets that he has influence. I think he forgets that he's someone.
Right. And honestly, from what you were stating, the song that resonated with me was Queen Latifah, UNITY.
Mm-hmm.
Who you calling a bitch?
Mm-hmm.
As a man, if somebody call you a bitch, who the fuck who you talking to? Now that's grounds for problems. So how does that not resonate with you?
And like, honestly, when most people seen the headline, watched the video, the whole world was like,
really, nigga?
You got me fucked up.
Because
fucked
it's
up,
like,
fucked up.
You were a part of Brand Nubian a very, very long time ago, and you've never brung, like, any female artists to light. And honestly, most people that are hip-hop heads that love music is like a book.
Right.
You're supposed to go outside of who you are and experience life through someone else's eyes. Through, like, I ain't never like had to be up in a trap house or have to do anything like that. So me listening to other niggas talking about them being in trap houses, I'm like, oh wow, because that wasn't something that we was doing up here. So that whole method of hustling is kind of dope.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or listening to how they talk about Houston and candy paint and watching their music videos or their rims poking out.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't resonate with me, but that doesn't take away from it being good.
Yeah,
or like, whatever.
Hot take, because first time I went to South Carolina, we're actually coming back home from South Carolina. We stopped in, I want to say it was in North Carolina where we stopped. And we were at Waffle House eating. And I saw a car on rims. Mind you, this is like the middle of March. Like, but I was so fascinated because the car was like on 18 rent. Like, it was,
that shit was,
yeah, that shit was. So I'm like, yo, I literally was like, yo, can I take a picture of your car? They was like, yo, my shit not even clean. I said, yo, I'm from Connecticut. We, like, the shit, I see this on TV, I hear about this shit in my music, but, like, this is, like, me actually seeing it live and in person. Like, this shit is dope to me. I was fascinated. He was like, yeah, go ahead. Like,
yeah, that's what's up. Like, and I just think, like, my beef, I even kind of let, Lord Jamar slide. The reason I let him slide is because, do you know anything about 5% Nation?
Mm-hmm.
If I can say 5% Nation, just picture Nation of Islam, but they got dreads and they smoke weed. Well, they have locks and they smoke weed, you know what I'm saying? They drink Hennessy, but they believe in knowledge of self. They believe in the respect of the black woman, which is also really crazy to hear him talk like that. And it's just like, they're like a little cousin of the Muslims.
Honestly, what that sounds to me is the American versions of Jamaicans.
Well, no, it's a little
the
bit
Yardies.
Deeper. They read a lot. They're really, really into knowledge of self and perspective. And they also believe one of the biggest things about their beliefs is they believe that the black man is the original black man, is the original man. The Asiatic black man is what they call them. And pretty much the same type of stuff that the Wu-Tang Clan talk about, Brand Nubian is the same thing. They believe in the same things, okay? So with me knowing this and have studied some of this stuff myself, I certainly understand some of his perspective and where he comes from when he says some of the things that he says, because it comes from a different place.
Yeah.
I get that. So I don't really get angry with him. I get angry that he says some of the things that he says in a public forum, and I feel like maybe you should keep some of these conversations for conversations with your friends and your family, and it doesn't have to be on camera, it doesn't have to be something like that, because you're making your brand take a hit that should only be a hit for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I say something, when I do something bad, people gonna associate me with the Nothing Podcast, and that's gonna rub off on you. Might not be a lot, but the more shit that I do and more niggas trying to cancel me.
Well, on some real shit, I feel like I'm gonna be the one that's gonna be canceled before you, because I feel like I'm the more problematic one.
And that's why I say, like, that's why I say my beef is with Rod Digga. Because anytime I ever feel like you are putting our brand at stake with the shit that you're doing in your personal life or whatever on the internet or whatever, I feel like it's my personal responsibility to say something to you.
Right.
Now, you don't have to listen to me. Right. But I have to say, yo, Bubba, this is our brand. You can't be out there in a Nothing Podcast t-shirt getting caught on camera fucking outside or whatever the fuck it is that you was doing.
Right. And you've checked me quite a few times on the few things that I've made errors on, and I've respected that, because it's like, yo, you're like, I'm not thinking about it from my standpoint.
Yeah, like, still Bubba. I'm not rich. I don't have no bag. And I see that, and the only reason I'm like that is because I'm paying attention. Like, they trying to cancel Kevin Hart over some fucking tweets from over 6 years ago when he wasn't Kevin Hart.
Right.
And I know for a fact there's shit that I've said and done that if me and Bubba did take the fuck off, somebody's gonna dig that shit up and call me racist and all kind of shit.
I'm pretty sure the Beehive is gonna come for me at one point in time. They're going to come for me because they're going to dig up something. I've said it so many times.
That's why I'm mad that Rod Digga is like, yo, I don't have to say nothing. I just smoke weed and I just be chilling with him. It's making me look at her like, first of all, I feel like you agree with him. That's one of the reasons that you don't want to say anything. Two is he excluded you from his actual comment, so you don't really have to say anything because he didn't say anything bad about you as a female or as a rapper.
She made it perfectly clear. She said, like, he didn't mention me, and that's why I really don't know how he decided.
And then also, she basically, I feel like she wants smoke with some of these female rappers. The reason I feel like that is because if you pay attention to Rod Digga's Twitter, she says shit like she can cook this person, she could do this, she could
but
do that.
But didn't she just recently say something that she, is reference to Nicki Minaj that we talked about last week? Was that her?
I don't think it was
Rod Digga. No, it was.
But Rod Digga do be basically saying
who's
that.
Who was the other one?
I don't know who said anything to Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Shauna.
Yeah, yeah. Shauna. She was.
See, yeah. And that's
but
the thing.
I feel like a lot of them,
I put both of them in the same fucking category because I think we both y'all is the same bitches.
A lot of them is trying to just come back and be relevant. And I honestly feel like the reason that she's not saying anything and she's not like feeling like she has a responsibility to her fans and females in a whole to address this is because not only does she agree, but she probably wants smoke with some of these females. She probably want one of them to get mad, right? And say, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Just imagine what would happen if, like, Cardi B got offended by Lord Jamar, right? And then said, you know what? Queen works with him. She gonna address that. I don't even gotta say nothing, right? So Cardi's watching this whole thing, and then she sees Rod Digga's tweets, and she sees her, oh, I don't give a fuck. And then Cardi get mad and take it personal and then throw some subs at her or whatever. That's all she need. Now she's cooking again. Because, you know, people like me gonna report on it that Cardi just diss Rod Digga.
Honestly, like, any female rapping in the game right now, honestly, don't owe Rod Digga no nothing. Like, just ignore that. Like, you're seeking some attention that is never gonna be, because ultimately, like, you were never one of those chicks that was relevant even when female rap was popping.
Now, that's just my take. I don't know if that's her angle is, her motive.
If that is,
but I mean, you can't be a grown ass woman and understand it on the level that, yo, this man, he basically, he's been bashing Eminem for years. he's basically at this point sounding racist and sounding like just out of touch and just being disrespectful. I mean, a lot of people say that black people can't be disrespectful, but there's a difference between being pro-black and anti-white. And some of the things that Lord Jamar says, not for nothing, anti-white.
Yeah, I can get that.
And like, enough is enough. Like, because the way I feel, like, we're just starting. So I haven't been able to get any kind of chart or information of our actual demographic.
You're right.
But I do not want to exploit, alienate, or manipulate not a single portion of it. So if
I'm not gonna hold you. That screenshot I sent you of the text where he was like, "Oh, I see what you're doing with the podcast." Mm-hmm. That was from a white person. Like, that was my old manager. Like,
exactly. So you can't alienate possible fans.
I will never. I love you, white people. I don't understand y'all. A lot of times I don't.
And I ain't gonna suck your dick, and I ain't gonna say.
Oh no, definitely
and
not.
Hold and my tongue. I can say what I'm saying about Lord Jamar and what I'm saying about us is you have to be mindful. There are certain things that we don't say. Right. Like, trust me, Bubba can say there is a pod that when Bubba watched it, he can say that I chopped out a whole rant of his because it was not socially responsible for us to say some shit like that. Did I agree with him? Maybe a little bit. But I'm not about to, like, put my man out there like that.
Oh, my God. Shit, I'm embarrassed by that shit. Because it was bad. Like,
I was like...
Really, nigga?
Yo, I didn't even hear it back, but I can only imagine.
Oh, I got the footage. But in other news, you know what I'm saying? One of the corrections I had to do on my buddy here, because he be trying to get in the loop. He be trying to get helpful with sharing news everywhere, but on Instagram. But we gonna get on that at another time. He posted about Megan Thee Stallion. I had to update it, like, to make us all know that it's a management deal that she signed with Megan, with Rock Nation.
I just uploaded a video of us too, so make sure you liking that.
Yeah, I don't think that one's gonna get deleted by Warner Brothers, but So,
I'm learning this shit, yo.
It's hard. Megan Thee Stallion got a management deal with Rock Nation. Shout out to Megan.
Yeah. What's goody? What's goody? It's your girl DJ Exclusive, aka Moef Daddy, and it might not mean nothing to you, but it means everything to me that you now rocking with the Nothing Podcast.
I'm just waiting.
You waiting for what?
You.
Why?
I know you. I'm waiting on you. Everything that comes with Megan Thee Stallion. Five-star bitch. I'm waiting on me. It's a must that I eat. It's a hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit.
In other news.
Next week,
Jay Prince, right?
In other news, by next week, I'm gonna have a season for us. This is gonna be official season for the skinny niggas.
Do you know who Jay Prince is?
You know who fucking nobody is.
All right, so Jay Prince is like a big deal in Houston. He's a big deal. He's like basically like mobbed up. He can get you touched. He's supposed to be a henchman type scary dude you shouldn't disrespect type gatekeeper in hip hop. His son discovered Drake and brung Drake to him, and he's been extorting Drake forever. Basically, my issues with Jay Prince is Jay Prince.
So he's the Houston version of
Suge Knight. Okay. Exactly. Good way. Jay Prince is basically all the things that I find wrong with hip hop. I'm gonna say over and over and over and over and over again, I am a hip hop head. I will be until the day that I die. Hip hop replaced my father when he wasn't there. I keep on telling people this. This is just not just something I do. This is my life. I've got actual life lessons and stories through music. All right? So
I can't sing for shit, but you know, I love me some R&B.
So people like Jay Prince is the reason why I don't rap no more. Because when you get deeper and entrenched in the game, you understand it's rules to this shit. And when you're just in your room writing notebooks or rhymes and shit, you're like, oh, all I gotta do is be good. Fuck that. You don't even gotta be good. You just have to be. But it's people like Jay Prince that will bully you, extort you, take all your money. Like, they discover you got skills, I can get you on. They get you on, they put you in front of the camera, you popping, but you're their indentured slave forever. And they threaten you and people of the, in the industry with violence. Nobody got into music business for that.
Right.
And honestly, he makes millions of dollars by exploiting gangster culture and really bullying people within the industry. And I don't understand why he felt the need to put out that whole big rant on Instagram. When, you know, people were saying, oh, Megan signed to,
Rock Nation. Was it about the daddy issues or something like that?
Well, no, it was basically when that news broke.
Or is it something different?
When the news broke, Jay Prince got on Instagram and he was talking, he made it very clear that Megan Thee Stallion is still signed to him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that she only signed a management deal with Jay-Z, but she still signed under him in a joint venture with 300. So it basically just makes Megan look stupid because you got hella niggas in your pocket. Mad niggas get paid for you.
Right.
You gotta pay Jay, you gotta pay Jay Prince, and you gotta pay 300.
How the fuck did you go live?
What up?
Jay Prince and Rap-A-Lot Records have built one of the impactful and independent music labels in the world, and we are thrilled to be working with them to expand the audience for our artists globally. Improving opportunities all around, is great to partner with a solid individual known to solve many issues in the rap industry. 1501 Jay Prince, P.S. Ain't nobody taking shit from me.
And that's where they started making the smoke between Jay Prince and Jay-Z, because like they trying to say that Jay-Z is trying to take Megan Thee Stallion from the organization down there with Jay Prince. And instead of taking her, he just signed the management deal with her. This Jay Prince is short one, the ugly short one.
Oh wow!
Little oompa
motherfucker, you. Sorry, I don't want no smoke, but because if you really what you are, I don't want no smoke. But you short motherfucker, you, I could beat you up myself.
Somebody get in the comments and say, show the facts, because it clearly states Roc Nation just secured your label's biggest artist in a management deal, so that's a win for all of you, right? I emoji. Correct me if I'm wrong, she's still under the label, which is partnered with 300. So that means she signed to Jay Prince, who has a partnership venture of some magnitude with 300 Entertainment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a management deal with Jay-Z. So that means managers usually get anywhere between 15 to 20%.
Right.
So that's off top. and then you got your obligations to the label, whether, because when you're signed to someone, obviously they're paying for your career, they're putting all that up, and then you get it back. And then what 300 does is give Jay Prince the money to do what he's going to do over at his label. So 300 will be like, oh, so you have Megan Thee Stallion. All right, we're going to go ahead and advance you $7 million. Go ahead and then they give her money in advance to, you know, make videos, live, and blah, 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 blah. It's a cycle of money, and then everybody got to get paid on the back end.
Right.
So I ain't going to slander her because she ain't doing nothing different than anybody else doing. But I will just say, it's a hot girl summer, so you know she got a lip. But she got a lip. That's the kind of deals you get. You got one of these. Look, who gon' handle me? If you have a hit, he's a member. You see how they throw me money? And then they arguing on Instagram over me. I love my niggas.
Which one is more? I felt kind
of. It's like basically Jazz Prince was like, yo, I know y'all love Jay-Z, and that's your nigga. But Megan, yeah, I own Megan.
I really only like this video because of the girl, J. Cole, the Instagram shit. She's funny as fuck.
I mean,
I like this song too, but she really is what made me really like the song.
As a female rapper and as a female DJ, I'm gonna let it be known. It's called God's Gift, that button.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yo, shout out to Meek Mill. He donated some book bags. I don't know why he donated the book bags when schools already started, but people probably still don't got book bags. There was always that bummy kid that didn't have a book bag.
And you know, still these kids, you seen these pictures about how they send their kids to school and how they come home. These kids be looking rough. So they might need a new book bag already.
Shout out to Tupac, his death anniversary passed. It's a celebration these days.
Do you listen to that? Or
listen, man, I don't know. I have my moments where I just let it go as a human.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just be like, I don't know, bruh.
It's a lot of conspiracy, but at this point, I just let that shit go. Like, this nigga is dead. I'm gonna just assume.
Yeah, I just let it go. Shout out to Rick Ross, too. He's on the bestsellers list. But I feel like...
Do we know if he wrote his book yet?
Did I write it or read it? Or did he read it?
Yeah. Because I know at one point in time, he didn't even read his own book.
Yo, I don't think... when he went on the Breakfast Club, he was like, I didn't read it.
Like, what kind
of... when you was there, and you live it.
How the fuck? Yo,
I gotta read it, you know what I'm saying? I just got with my man, right? And I told him.
This motherfucker could have said, this nigga looked butt all up and through... alleys and
for real, like, he has no idea what his book said. Like, and that just makes me want to ask, like, how did the book go number one and the author of the memoir ain't even read the motherfucker?
That's the point I'm trying to make. I'm not about to read nothing that you didn't fucking read. What? How you gonna tell me what? How the fuck does that sound?
It sounds fucking stupid, and it's also a testament to how we are as people. We just kind of like just get on waves and ride the wave.
No.
Because like literally, why? Why?
And as our drop goes, you got me fucked up.
Let me see. I'm gonna do it over here. Sorry, you guys. We're gonna do something really quick because it's gonna bring me into my next conversation. I want to know how y'all feel about this song.
Trying to call me, trying to make
another. I heard they call for the queen.
Niggas trying to call me, trying to make another me. Whoa.
We got London on the money.
Niggas trying to call me, trying to make another me. My baby mama bitchin', but she still be fucking me.
Hey.
Blowing up her phone and she steady sucking me. Whoa. You a sucker, sucker. I got a big dome.
Been a fucker, fucker. Hey.
Y'all niggas got that bag. Y'all niggas wearing that dress.
Hey,
we going outside.
Hey,
y'all niggas going out bad. Y'all niggas hanging around fast. Y'all niggas making it back. Y'all niggas making it back.
flat. They ain't throwing no flat. They ain't throwing no flat. They ain't throwing no flat.
All right, so listen. Conversation piece. Conversation piece. I just want to know.
That was my song.
21 Savage is back in the booth.
Okay.
How you feeling? You want some new 21 music? I think I want some 21.
I do. I actually like 21. Shout out to that song by DJ Khaled and with him and Cardi and 21 Savage. I actually like that song.
Well, Wish?
Yes.
Yo, 21 ate that shit.
He did.
He ate that shit.
He definitely ate. I listened to that shit on my way here. I was like, yo, this nigga ate that shit.
Ridiculously savage.
And what's crazy is, you know, I'm...
Is he still with Amber Rose? Is that his baby and her?
I don't know if they're still together. I think... No. Ain't Amber Rose pregnant to some whole other nigga?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, I don't know. Is that his baby
or not?
So then she a ho-ho.
This ain't new.
Facts. Shit.
For real.
I'm like, damn, like, how you pregnant? It looks like you got, like, triplets in you.
That bitch about to drop, like, tomorrow.
Yo, her son with Wiz got more legitimate fame than her. Like, he made his bag making Oreo commercials with his dad.
Was Sebastian?
Yeah, I'm good. Sebastian, yeah. Like, I'm just like, yo, Amber trash, bruh. Like, she's dead trash. Like,
Yeezy taught me. That's all I think about when I think of Amber Rose.
So, how do you feel about this? Because when I seen this, I was like, yo, he sounds like, this sounds like something Bubba would do.
Oh, definitely.
You know, it ain't the clothes, it's the nigga in them. Yeah, I always remember that ain't the clothes, it's the nigga in them.
Boosie drunk as fuck.
We go get another nigga, and this nigga have on Gucci down from head to toe. And the same bitch in front of us, who you think gonna get that bitch? He with this $20 shirt on, and that nigga who ain't got no name with that Gucci all on. You better get your mind on it.
Perk some merch.
They ain't bought no motherfucking clothes. You better get them fucking Kanye West shoes. You better look at them bitches. They ain't bought no clothes.
Facts.
You see me.
And Rihanna says she pregnant, y'all.
She did not say she was fucking pregnant.
I'm a black woman. I come from a black woman who came from a black woman who came from a black woman. And I'm going to give birth to a black woman. So it doesn't even...
I'm going to give birth to a black woman. How does she know it's not a black man?
It's a no-brainer. That's
she was just trying to make emphasis on...
Nah.
In spirit and in DNA.
So you ain't seen the baby bump?
In
the pictures?
Who I love and...
Anyway, see the baby bump in the pictures?
I saw the pictures, but you know, the internet is funny. So until she actually confirms it, and based off of that, I'm not going
to
assume that
she says she's about to give birth to a baby girl.
She didn't say
she's pregnant.
No, she didn't say she's about to give birth to a baby girl. Mm-hmm. She just said that she's going to give birth to a baby girl.
Mm-hmm. 21 Savage and Rihanna, I would love to hear it. They both like talking about they cooking, and I know it's...
I can't wait to hear Riri.
Who you think gonna be on her album?
I don't give a fuck. She ain't gotta have nobody on her album. Just, bitch, give me some music.
Yo, if y'all follow us on Nothing Podcast, I would like y'all to please caption the photo of Tyler the Creator and Jaden.
No, but yes, please.
Because I want to know...
Yes.
Go ahead, caption it, Bubba.
I can't.
I just call it bleach blondes.
No, but that is giving me, like, updated Addams Family, like Wednesday and,
Pugsley?
Yes, but he's slim.
Why doesn't Jaden have eyebrows anymore?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, whatever Jaden's doing,
he's just... Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
What you thought about the outfits at the Diamond Ball?
Different.
Why does YG dress like that, bro?
Which picture was...
Any picture.
Why is it so many pictures of Cardi B? I didn't really like Offset outfit. I really didn't care for it.
Why does YG wear church shoes with shorts? And
I guess that's the thing, because, you know...
No, That shit is fucking...
That's that Kelly swag.
We don't bless you. Exactly.
Lord Jesus.
Please come bless YG.
Amen.
That shit be looking like trash. Did you vote on the... Did you vote against Missy and ODB? Do you even know these albums?
I didn't, but I was... I didn't vote, but I was going to vote for Missy.
Is it because you don't know the ODB album, or is it because you actually like Super Duper Fly?
I really like Super Duper Fly, and I really wasn't an ODB fan. Like, I've always hated ODB music. Like, his care, like his...
You don't like all that? Ooh!
You mean? Yeah, I never got...
You never heard Dog Shit? You never heard that song, Dog Shit?
I really did, but I just really don't...
That song is my favorite ODB song. Like, what is Fab doing?
Fab pissed me off, too.
Like, Fab looked like he beat her before they got there, like...
Real Ike Turner-ish.
Yeah, that's Jessica Rabbit vibes. Yeah,
but I do love Megan Thee Stallion. She came through in that.
Yeah, somebody finally got an angle of her where she don't look like a giant.
You ain't call her a man not one time yet. I am so proud of you.
I'm trying. I'm doing
high
better.
High five.
Doing better. This nigga just looks real country and weird. I don't know.
Who is that? Who is that other chick?
I guess that's Kalani. That his girl.
That was Kalani.
Yeah, and then you know Khaled about to have another one.
Yeah, another one.
He even got his son saying another one now.
You buddy. I think
Rameek,
Khaled and Beyonce, those men and women, those are the top two people I think I hate in music.
Why?
They get on my fucking nerves. I hate them with a whole passion. And hate is a strong word. I know.
It is.
They get on my entire, they irk my entire soul.
That's fucked up, bro.
We the best? Nah.
Rameek look regular.
Basic.
Yeah. His wife looks like a prisoner, and he looks weird. I don't know what's up with this.
Yeah, but Pharrell been off the chains with his fashion lately for a while.
Yeah, but there's no excuse for that. He needs help. Someone needs to talk to him. That's your girl.
Normani, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's actually like...
Her titties looking nice.
She's really underrated. Like, and I just found out about her, like, literally this week.
21.
I hate that fucking thing on the cross on his forehead.
I don't know why they doing that face tag thing. This nigga's fucking ASAP.
That's ASAP. Yeah, ASAP.
Like, I don't understand this nigga, man. I don't know why y'all fuck with this nigga.
Who is this chick?
That's his woman. Some woman. I don't know. She looked like she fucking cost $1,000 a minute. Like,
yo.
Her pussy death for sell. She don't.
Yeah, like. But just her body just looks ugly. I'm not fascinated with her body, like, at all.
Two chains. Got on, like, eight chains.
And 15 braids.
And then, like, 7 bracelets. That nigga expensive as shit. Damn.
I be watching him do the expensive shit. Who is that, Caesar?
Nah, I think that's that Moneybagg Yo dude. Hide in the belly. Pregnant, nigga. Rihanna pregnant as shit, bro. Hennessy trying to be famous so bad.
She is. Looking like a sister.
Hey, Cardi knows. She's like, I earned this. They did
okay, I do like their outfit. That's cool. It is cool. It's like prince and princess.
Yeah, it was like, pick me up to the ball. Take me to the ball. You know, the diamond ball. Cinderella ball, Benderella. You know, she said this is some real life Benderella. People saying these ain't Chief locks.
I don't know. Are you ready for some Chief Keef music?
Not really. I never really like it, but you know, whatever.
The only song I liked was Sosa. And the only reason why I like that shit was because that's when me and my cousin was chilling heavy, and her son, he was in high school, so like that's what he was bumping to, so we was bumping to what he was bumping to, like we trying to be, we grown, trying to be like update with the hip hop, like thugs and shit, busting corners, like, what? Shout out to my cousin Shatoya.
Shout out to Tiana Taylor. She's a whole vibe.
Shout out to Tiana Taylor. Oh, my God, my body's so sexy.
I keep on saying that Shump don't know what he's doing, yo.
He don't.
Shump don't deserve that.
He doesn't, definitely don't.
I can't be disrespectful, though.
I met her mom. My fantasy would be her and Rihanna. Oh, my
together?
God. Yes.
You would die.
Hell yeah.
Of a stroke. You can't handle that.
I'm going to do it like a motherfucking Bronco. What?
Hey, do you like to buy the physical disc? How you feel about GameStop closing over 200 stores?
As long as not the stores that I go to, I'm alright.
Dude, stop buying the CD, bro.
No. I actually prefer it.
Nah, that shit trash.
No, because I eventually get my money back. Because after a while, because when I buy my games, I'll buy multiple games. I'll get cheap games, and then I'll still sell those back on top of the games that I'm getting. And all I'm paying is a half price. But when I go to do it, I'm already doing it like Black Friday. Like, it's Christmas time, all those sales. I don't get anything at full price.
Yeah, but then you'd be like a little 22 running around the court on 2K trying to get somebody to play with you.
Listen,
everybody's 99.
But I don't play with nobody. Listen, I can do my career and I can do my league and I am content. I don't gotta play with you niggas. And once I get my shit up to 80, and y'all, that's when y'all start fucking with me. And I don't give a fuck. Until then, leave me the fuck alone. I'll play by myself, get my shit up.
But was there anything that you wanted to touch on today before we got out of here?
No. Shout out to my family right now. My Tanya passed away. So this shout out to
really?
My family.
I'm sorry. Shout out to your family. That's sad.
Yeah. I shared her picture today. I kinda did want to touch on that, like a separate issue.
What's that?
I'm not speaking for my family, I'm speaking for myself, but how I would feel, like, if my mother passed away. I don't feel like it's appropriate for anybody to go on social media and advertise or post about somebody's passing before the immediate family. So if...
Especially
if you're, like, a family, like, a friend. Like, you're not even a blood relative. Like, if you're not my brothers, you're not my Aunt Tosh.
So you saying that happened? Like, someone was posting about your loved one without your family's consent?
Before it was known that she passed away, somebody announced that it was passed. They posted on their social media that she had passed away. I just felt like that's just so distasteful. Like, don't do it before the family does.
Let the family mourn. And you opened up the gate for something that's been on my heart for a while. I hate when people pass away or something happens to them and everybody be on your Facebook or your Twitter, Instagram, rest in peace, rest in peace, rest in peace. And they forget that you may have been close to that person too. You may have known that person too. But you're not like privy to what have happened to them. So they want to ignore you when you're asking, hey, what happened? Because they assume everybody's trying to be nosy and be messy. But if you're not willing to share the information in regards of what happened to this person, then why are you sharing that shit? Do you want sympathy? Do you want likes? Like, what do you really, really want? Because the people that really love you, that are going to be there for you, they're going to be there for you regardless if you post it on Facebook or not.
Right.
You post that shit on Facebook because you want to have a conversation. You want to open up a dialogue about this.
Right.
But now you're being verbally abusive to someone that's trying to figure out what happened to their friend.
Right. Everything is not for social media. So if the family is not posting anything on regards of their family, you have no right.
Because now your family getting calls and text messages like, hey, what's going on with this person? Is this true? And maybe you don't want to deal with that.
I kept my distance. Like, I was there, but I was still distant. Like, I want y'all to mourn. Like, my cousins, I'm letting y'all deal with the issue. Like, this, and the sudden passing of her death. Like, mm-hmm. Come on. Like,
it's a time and a place for certain things, and I just felt like that was very distasteful. But I can't speak on that to an extent, but I just felt like, in general, that's very distasteful.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And again, rest in peace to you. I'm sorry that your family has to experience a loss, but if you're a person like me, life is better on the other side. This shit is bullshit. I be telling my mom every day, like, you gave birth to me. You ain't asked me shit. You ain't asked me. Like you did not ask me how I felt about coming to this fucked up ass shit that you call Earth. Like, I wake up every day like,
oh, hell no.
I don't feel like it.
That's a whole nother conversation we can go into.
Can I get two nips and three cups?
You got me fucked up. Fucked up.
Listen, I don't even want to discuss the liquor store at this point in time. I wanted to do the whole liquor store chronicles. Scratch that. I don't even want to do that on the pod no more. Like, especially last night, those females. If you ever see this podcast, I hope I can remember y'all faces that I had, but shit, whoop y'all asses, because I'm not going to say I will physically beat y'all up, because this, you know, I would never say that. But, ooh, you bitches piss me the fuck off. So bad.
Yeah.
But that was my rant.
Shout out to Black Alien.
Shout out to Black Alien, whoever the fuck that is.
I told you, it was my homie that did artwork.
Yes. Yeah. You did. Fuck, my bad.
Yo, see, this is why I'd be like, yo, somebody tag his mama. Because he don't got no home training. Look at him.
But then she always tell me something at the beginning, and then I'd be like, okay, yeah. But then we talk about so many things in between time, and then be like, oh, this. Yeah, I ain't gonna remember that. Shit, I didn't even remember what I ate on my way up here.
You ate? You know we have to eat. You said we have to go outside. Still. All right, yeah, me and Bubba are hungry. You know that's the rules. I love y'all.
All right, see y'all next week.
Hey, whatever y'all about to do, we off that. Go pop you some merch.
Amen.
Hey.
Merch.
Where is it? Perch, merch, nothing, merch, perch, merch, nothing, merch, perch, the merch, nothing, merch, perch, the merch, nothing, merch, perch, the merch, nothing, I think you still going, oh, it's off. We could do that, we could dance at the end if you like, hey, look at you with your striped socks.